From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The first ever report on corruption in the European Union has revealed the problem costs the EU economy around 120 billion euros per year. The European Commissioner for Home Affairs, Cecilia Malmström, whose office compiled the report, has called the results breathtaking. Europe correspondent Jack Perrock reports.
The European Commissioner for Home Affairs, Cecilia Malmström, has presented a report which looks at corruption across the 28 EU member states. She says the problem's costing the EU economy about 120 billion euro per year, which she says is a conservative figure because they aren't able to measure the corruption which goes on under the radar. The report, which is intentionally not put in a system of ranking countries, focuses on three key issues: corruption in matters of public procurement, which it says is widespread, funding of political parties, and corruption within local governments.
Ukraine's President Viktor Yanukovych is returning to work after 4 days off sick. Protesters, who have braved temperatures lower than minus 20 Celsius since November, are still demanding he leave office. Meanwhile, Yanukovych's temporary government has bowed to domestic and international pressure and released an opposition activist for treatment after he was reportedly tortured. Tom Barton has more.
The return of embattled President Viktor Yanukovych has raised suspicion as to whether he will continue hesitant moves towards compromise or try and crack down on his opponents. The European Union and United States are putting pressure on him to compromise after the resignation of his Prime Minister and a proposed conditional amnesty failed to appease protesters. Russia's government, meanwhile, whose pressure forced Mr. Yanukovych away from a deal with the EU and started the crisis, says it will hold back desperately needed loan money until a new government is chosen. Opposition activist Dmitry Bulatov, who has spoken of being abducted and tortured by men with Russian accents, has had charges of inciting mass disorder lifted under Western diplomatic pressure and is flying to Lithuania for treatment.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai has revealed he hasn't spoken to U.S. President Barack Obama since June. The Afghan leader revealed the extent of his rift with his U.S. counterpart in an interview to Britain's Sunday Times newspaper, in which he blasts the Obama administration for failing to listen to him. But politicians in Washington have lost patience with Mr. Karzai at a crucial moment in the country's future, as Nina Maria Potts reports.
Hamid Karzai has grown increasingly angry at the U.S. administration as Afghanistan gears up for new presidential elections in April. Mr. Karzai has reached the end of his term and is prohibited from running again, but he appears determined to expose the gulf between his government and U.S. President Barack Obama, even as he leaves office. He told Britain's Sunday Times newspaper that he spent the last 12 years trying to get Washington to listen to him.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. U.S. media is reporting that police investigators have found nearly 50 envelopes containing a substance they believe to be heroin in Philip Seymour Hoffman's apartment. The 46-year-old actor was found dead with a needle in his arm in his apartment in New York City. Abortion rates in the U.S. have dropped to their lowest levels since 1973, according to a new report. The study's lead author attributes the decrease in abortions to improved contraceptive use. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry feels that it is time for a new policy on Syria, according to top congressional officials briefed by America's top diplomat. The remarks were made following the Munich Security Conference, where UN Special Envoy Lakhdar Brahimi reported no progress at the Geneva II talks. Priscilla Huff has more.
Following the Munich Security Conference, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry briefed the bipartisan congressional delegation in Germany, telling them due to recent developments on the ground in Syria, it is time to change strategy, or at the very least explore a broader range of policy options. The top lawmakers pushed back, noting there is little support inside America for a deeper involvement in Syria. But according to the senators, who then briefed reporters, the White House is very aware Russia continues to supply arms to the Assad regime and that Bashar al-Assad is slow-walking the removal of chemical weapons from Syria. And most of all, there is a growing threat from al-Qaeda.
And the remnants of the late Colonel Gaddafi's chemical arsenal have been quietly disposed of in a program backed by the U.S., according to a report in the New York Times. The paper says the effort was carried out in secret, driven by concern that the weapons could get into the hands of terrorists. And that's the latest Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.